Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans. Oh.
Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Botter.
Back in the studio again. No interviews this show, so we've got home improvement for the next 2 hours. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Just going to kind of reset. We've got more interviews scheduled moving ahead, so we kind of wanted to get back to basics a little bit for this week, and then we'll be back to we're always switching it up, so there is no normal. So.
There is no normal. Absolutely not with us two around. Well, hey, I wanted to give out a very nice, warm welcome to KIXI in Seattle, Kixie. AM 880 and 106.9 Bremerton on HD2.
Absolutely. Welcome to Around the House.
Yeah, this is where we talk home improvement every single weekend, and we really want you to be a part of that. If you want to find more of us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com.
And if you have any home improvement questions, we love to answer those for you, because if we answer those questions for you, somebody else may be having that same issue. We're helping multiple people. The way that works is you're going to call us here in the studio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our number is 971-233-8992. Call, leave us a message. We'll call you back. We'll get you on the radio.
Little hint, Seattle, I spent a decade in your fair city.
Oh, yeah, you.
So I know all the secret little places to go. I am your number one home improvement expert up there for knowing where the right places to go and the right companies to get a hold of as well. I can give you some killer referrals of companies to trust, and I've got a good secret set of locations as well of those little hidden places that maybe you can't find on a Google search, but I know where to send you to get the right places.
Well, maybe if you're a little shy and you don't necessarily want to call in to ask that question to figure out where the cool Seattle spots are, don't worry. You can also add aroundthehouseonline.com, go to contact us, and you can send us an email or head over to the Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. Send us a message there.
And if you got a cool project you're working on, head over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. But turn around and find Around the House Nation. That's our closed group. And ask to be a part of it. And there's a good chance we'll let you in if you look like you're a real person. And we don't let any bots in, but that's our safe place for everybody to share up their projects, stuff they're working on, all that good stuff. Well, let's get back to the show now. Ooh, what's that smell?
Can't you smell that smell?
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's getting cool outside. We're closing our house up a little bit. And now all those smells that might have been airing themselves out are starting to come out. So we're going to talk about that here in hour number one of the show. This is that first segment. Now, here's the thing. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Absolutely. Last day of October.
You got it. I wanted to put that in there because if you are new to Around the House, head over to our website, which is Around the House Online. Take a listen. A few years ago, we had Clyde Lewis.
Our
from
best
Ground
Halloween
Zero.
Show.
Oh, my gosh. We had him on talking haunted houses, and it was the craziest craziest show.
Well, we started talking about haunted houses, and then when I know, because I know both of you personally, that if I can get you and Clyde in the same room together, stories are going to be far and away, you know, very good storytelling and just intriguing stuff. Finding a hand in a wall, all sorts of cool things.
Yeah, I'll put this up on our Facebook page today as well, just for memory's sake. But I found out that I could talk to the dead. It was an interesting one.
It was an interesting one. It was a fun 2 hours.
It was crazy.
A lot of laughing, a lot of craziness.
We had a good time with that. Well, I want to talk about kind of smells inside your house. And a friend of mine actually has been trying to figure that out for the last week. And I was talking to her back and forth and actually just found out about what it was. And so she had been cooking some food, sausage and stuff in her house while they were doing construction. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she couldn't get this sweet burnt smell out of her home.
Okay.
I mean, it was there for weeks, and it kept getting worse, which made no sense.
No. That's very, right? Very odd.
Very odd. Well, after some research, found out that the little remodel they've been doing, where they've been kind of buttoning things up and mm-hmm. fixing a few things, they just put new fiberglass insulation in that area.
Okay.
Interesting stuff. You think, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Well, Owens Corning, their pink fiberglass insulation with the EcoTouch pure fiber technology, uses a bio layer in it that puts it all, it binds it all together.
Okay.
It's kind of the glue to hold all that fiberglass together. Well, they've had a few problems with a few batches out there by either cooking it not enough, cooking it too little. When they kind of got that figured out and called back, they said, yeah, with some batches, this is a known problem.
That it gives off this sweet burnt
caramel smell. So if you've just put some of that stuff in and you've got all of a sudden this crazy smell in your house, might be what it is. Now, the stuff already has a little bit of that, which should dissipate
mm-hmm.
as you install it. Should be fine. But some of them, maybe the batch wasn't just right. So you're getting, they're not saying it hurts on performance, but they've had a few customer complaints about the excess smell of this kind of bio-based binder in it.
I mean, by the sound of it, is they're trying something new. They're trying to get it right. And
well, they tried to get formaldehyde-free, which I'm cool with that. I'm not hammering on Owens Corning by any means.
No, and they're doing it right by their customers, too, from what we've heard.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to be taking care of it. So, you know, this has been out for a couple of years, but the binder now is causing a few issues out there. And so it's not a horrible smell to many if you don't mind that sugary smell. But anyway,
it's off-putting. It's not what your house should smell like.
No, so just be careful with that. If you've got that in your house and you're fighting a problem with it, I'd give a call to Owens Corning Customer Service and have a chat with them.
Yeah.
But I was shocked that's what it was.
I mean, it's a known issue, though, so they're going to, I mean, and they'll take care of it. So it's not going to be, you're not going to be getting the runaround
by calling
them. It's
not some recall or anything like that. It's just if you've got it in there and it gets excessive, you know, it's kind of that, I've heard it called burnt cookies, burnt cotton candy, or burnt glue when it's excessive. That's excessive.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, because those wouldn't be two smells I would think would be near each. Burnt cotton candy and burnt glue would be
that's
two
not
different
good.
Smells.
Yeah. Not stuff. So anyway, you know, smells are different for everybody else out there. But it's one of those things that, what's that smell? Yeah. That's one of those that you got to be really careful. Now, one of the ones that is probably one of the most common ones that I see in people's homes that they're trying to, track down, besides the usual garbage, is that garbage disposal.
This is out of sight, out of mind for most people.
Oh, it's down there? Who cares, right?
Yeah, I turn it on. It works.
That works great.
Fine. Yeah, it's fine.
You know? So some of the tricks that you can do for that is whenever we're making, you know, cocktails or anything else, those orange, lime, I always put the citrus down there, run it through, grind it up, kind of helps clean it up. Another thing you can do is to put ice down there. That'll kind of bounce around and be aggressive.
Help break it up.
But I'll be honest, if you get a hold of one of the companies that make the little things that you put down there that actually clean them up, you're good. You're really good. I did one that we just put in, and it's really cool. It's a foaming one. So you put the water just to a little dribble, and you drop the pellet down inside of it, and turn it on.
It breaks the pellet up.
Holy smokes. Yeah. And it foams up. It looks like, you know, it's crazy how it's coming out.
Rabies for your sink.
Absolutely. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I will tell you, it works really well. It kind of had a little bit of a, you know, a smell to it. Not bad because we stay on top of it. But I was shocked how well that system actually cleaned. So pretty cool.
Just find that at your just
there's a ton of these different brands and stuff. Yeah, but you can look at the foaming ones that are at the grocery store. You know, most major grocery store hardware stores have all those kind of things, and you're good to go. But kind of surprising. That's just one of those things that really gives smell. You know, that smell can be really off-putting to people.
Well, and again, that's it's an out of sight, out of mind. It's an area that it gets very dirty with how we use garbage disposals, but we don't think of it because it's gone.
Well, you think about it, many garbage disposals have the dishwasher draining into them as well. Yep. So you can get some of those same food particles and stuff in there.
Stuff,
just
just
not good. Not good. Now, one of the things that we talked about a few weeks ago that's a big one is your crawl space. If you you know, there's different ways to build homes out there. You got a basement, you got a crawl space, or you're a slab basically on grade. That's kind of the three big ones out there. And the rodents, the pests, all that stuff. They say about 60 to 80% of your air inside your home comes up through that crawl space into your home. So if you've got rats, mice, bugs, all that stuff down there, if you stick your head in your crawl space and it smells bad, that's coming up into your house. So that's one of those things that I really want you to be careful with. Go back and listen to our Bloom Pest Control from a few weeks ago, and they've got that because that's just one of those that it's going to get nasty. And you want to make sure you got that air clean down there, and that can be a big one. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about rodents and pests inside your home. That can be shocking because the problem is your nose gets used to it, and so you might not smell it, but the next person coming over does. And so you need to get outside, get your air freshened up a little bit inside your nose to do that. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, everybody, it's JT from Barbecue Nation. If you're listening to Around the House, you can also hear Barbecue Nation on this platform. That's Barbecue Nation, where we talk about outdoor cooking and fun.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hey, make sure you follow us on social media. Facebook is our number one place to find us, and that's Around the House with Eric G. But if you want everything else, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com, and that's where you're going to find everything with home improvement and Around the House with Eric G.
Absolutely. You'll find our podcast. You'll find the store. You'll find a little bit about us, your video segments that you do here locally.
Oh, yeah. We got some new ones coming out, too, so stay tuned for that. And as well as my kitchen remodel, which we'll talk a little bit more about here later in the show today. Well, make sure you do that. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can actually go to the website and send us an email at aroundthehouseonline.com.
Now, at the end of last segment, we were talking a little bit about crawl spaces, and I had a question because we've talked about it many times on this show, that your carpet, if you have carpet, that is the biggest filter in your house.
Yeah.
It's bringing everything up from the crawl space into your home. So what I was wondering, if there's smells or anything that can kind of just seep in from the crawl space into the carpet, and then now you're dealing with this, your carpet is now an issue.
Well, that carpet is still a filter when it comes down to it. So if you think about it, it's still going to catch those dirt particles, the dust, and whatever down there. I mean, the cleaner the space is down in your crawl space, the less stuff that's coming up, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, it can trap that in there. Now, if you're shampooing your carpets maybe once a year, every 18 months, you've got a good vacuum cleaner, most of that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Most of that's going to be good. But, yeah, I mean, if you get that, you know, if you've got some bad rodent problems down there, yeah, that stuff can kind of stick to fabrics and carpets and things like that. It's just not going to smell fresh, and that can be a problem. And that's the time that you kind of have to just start over, clean the crawl space up, maybe get your ducts cleaned by a duct cleaning company that is also an HVAC company, and fix any insulation issues, and then clean the carpets and make sure you got a good filter and go that route, and you're probably better off that way.
Start at the ground level there.
Yeah, start it there and work your way up because that's the important part, and you can kind of get on that. Well, I want to talk about, you know, rodents inside your home. This is one of those that I have walked into people's homes, and I'm not the sensitive guy on smells. I can do pretty well. But I've walked into probably in my career of designing 2,500 kitchens and bathrooms out there. I've walked into homes where the rodent smell was so bad that my eyes were watering.
Oof.
And I mean that ammonia, you know,
pungent,
just pungent, dirty. And I don't know how people can do that, but your body tunes that stuff out over time and says that's the new normal.
It's in your home environment, so yeah. You don't think of anything different about it.
So that can be one of those things where those rodents are getting in. And you know, I got a buddy who lives over in KBND country, and he bought a brand new home, and he's working through the homeowners association right now because brand new home. He just moved in a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his neighbors is sitting there and pouring bags of bird seed in their backyard.
Great.
On awesome. The ground. And has bird feeders. And of course, there's all that stuff. Well, of course, the rats and mice come in next. And so he's really trying to battle that with the homeowners association to say, hey, you're creating an unhealthy situation in our neighborhood. And so you got to stay on top of that stuff. It can happen out on the farm. It can happen in a big city. It can happen in suburbia. I mean, when I worked in Tacoma, Washington, I worked down there at a custom cabinet shop called Old Time Woodworking back in the day. And it was down there in the brewery district where they used to make Heidelberg beer.
Okay.
And really cool area down there. Great fun part of Tacoma. There were wharf rats that I've seen that were bigger than cats.
No, thank you.
And they would just slowly waddle around and do their thing.
Nothing was going to stop them.
Nothing was going to stop
them. They're eating good.
They're eating good. They'd look down the hallway at you and just keep moving. And, I mean, you thought that they were possums or something. I mean, they are huge.
Well, and I mean, I've talked about this before. I have a neighbor who likes to feed squirrels the peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them. And it's not a huge issue to me, but we've got a good amount of squirrels in the area. That's fine. I don't care. We do have some raccoons in the area now.
Oh, yeah.
I've started to notice them. Haven't seen any mice or rats, but I'm noticing that I'm like, if this tends to be a problem, I might have to bring something up with the neighbor.
Yeah, you might have to mention that because I tell you what, if the raccoons are getting there, the mice are getting there, everybody's cleaning up after everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's where that could get to be a problem. Because many times those squirrels are going to go hide them someplace else, right?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea how many holes there are in my backyard because they're burrowing them and digging and putting them underground.
Guess what? The mice are going to go down those same holes and try to find them.
Oh, awesome.
Great. So that's where the problem arises. So anyway, that's another one of those that you got to be careful with. Now, one of the other ones that can be really big in your home that people kind of tend to forget are water leaks. And maybe it's a leak around a window where you missed the caulking, or maybe it's a bathtub that's not, you know, underneath that's dripping someplace, or a leaky pipe can make that moldy, nasty, wet, damp, I mean, absolutely incredible smell.
Well, I mean, that's mainly because it'll never go away at that point. If you're dealing with mold, you're continuing to feed it. It's continuing to grow. The smell will get worse.
It's just going to get worse and worse. So, again, that's one of those things you got to be really careful with. Now, one of the ones that I want to talk about here in this next segment coming up here in a minute, and it's going to take a little while to get through it, is people that previously smoked in a house.
Oh, yeah. It's not so much a thing much anymore, but...
No, but there's still plenty of those older homes that had it. I mean... I had, I'll call it a previous relationship, and her dad was renting a house, and he was tearing off the filter before he'd smoke his cigarettes. Ugh. And I tell you what, that room that he stayed in and he didn't leave, it was like somebody sprayed brown tar on it. It was horrible. And what it took to clean that up was horrific.
Well, it's not even the smell, but it's also the color that, I mean, the yellowing on the walls that you hear about.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about that here because that's its own big mess. And we'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. To make a better day. You know, two things only get better time. Women in white.
This is
Farewell, Angelina.
And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. It goes down so smooth.
Gold in this glass, 'cause that color red never looks so good, so good. Let's pour gold in this
glass. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Man, we've been talking about those smells inside your home. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
You know, those are those things that can be really troublesome. And we're going to talk a lot about this for the next couple segments here, so stay tuned to that. But if you got any comments or questions, if you're living through this yourself and you're wondering what you can do about it, you can always jump over to aroundthehouseonline.com, send us a message over there, or you can even hit us on Facebook and do the same kind of thing.
Also, you can give us a call. Get yourself on the radio. You got a smell that you're just, you're really unsure what it is? Run it by Eric. He might be able to pin that down for you. Our number here in the studio, 971-233-8992.
All right. Well, we've been talking about these different smells and stuff, and one of the ones that is just the battle and what I've learned, I mean, this was a rental house where I was talking last segment about this guy that was just
indoor smoking.
It was a mess. And there was literally like a 16th of an inch of just brown tar on every surface. And I'll be honest, what I've learned from these situations, it's almost easier to rip the drywall down and start over. It's almost easier.
It's less of a headache.
Less of a headache to do that. Seriously. It's shocking how much work it takes to do this right. And you can go in with trisodium phosphate, and there are tons of great things that there's a lot of good commercial products that the fire and smoke people use for fires and things like that help.
Yeah.
But you can't just wipe it down real quick and hit it with the Zinsser anti-smoke stuff and think that's going to do it for you.
This is taking chemicals to get this stuff
You've
off.
You've got to, trisodium phosphates, TSP is probably the easiest one, but have some good gloves. You're going to be scrubbing forever. And then you got to figure out, okay, it's in the ceiling, it's in the walls, it's in the air ducts, it's everywhere.
It's in your furniture.
Yeah, it's anything in that house. Even if you bought the house and it's that way and it's empty, and it's your fixer-upper, I'll be honest, it might be quicker and cheaper for you to just tear the sheetrock down and start over. That's going to be a huge help. And I've seen smoke companies that deal with that kind of fire stuff. They're like, just get it out of there. It's just easier. It just tends to whiff back in.
Well, yeah, and you know that it's gone. If you take out the drywall.
Take out the drywall, get a good duct cleaning in there. And replace the flooring and you're pretty good, or re-sand or whatever if you've got hardwoods. But that's one of those just you got to be really careful with, because it can just be sticking around. And if you're sensitive to it, it's even going to be worse. You know, carpets on those kind of things, those will have to go. You're not going to get those things cleaned up.
No.
You can try, but it's, and they make ozonators and those things.
It soaks so deep into it, though, and it's tar-like substance that it's not just going to come up because you hit it with some air.
No, it's just not going to help it. So it's just one of those that I want you to really take a look at. You know, it's just be careful with this stuff. Now, another one that you got to be careful with is natural gas, propane.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are smells that you should first off understand what that smells like. Make sure you know what natural gas smells like. Know what propane smells like. If you've got those, and most people do, but make sure you know. That way you can go, hey, that smells maybe like gas. You can do that.
Well, and from my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they make natural gas smell the way it does for a reason.
So that
you can identify it and know that you may be and probably are in a bit of a hazardous situation.
Rule number one. If you start to even think that you're smelling it, call your natural gas company. Or if you can't get a hold of them, or if they're not in a high service area, just call 911 and say, hey, I got gas in my house.
Yeah, or non-emergency.
Yeah.
Well, get outside.
Get outside. I'd have them come because, you know, if it is and you've got a leak, that can damage your house, the neighbor's house, everything else.
We've seen it here in the Portland metro area a couple of years back in downtown. That
leveled a block and a half. Yeah, it really did. So when in doubt, call the authorities, get them in there.
That's what they're there for.
That's what they're there for. They do make tools that they can walk in and go, Oh, that's what that is. And so that way you can find out really quickly.
And trust me, it's not going to be an issue if they walk in and go, nope, you're good. And then they'll be on their way and you're good to go.
They'd much rather have that happen than to go, ah, you know, you should have called before the house blew up.
Yeah, exactly.
So make sure you've got that in there. Now, the other thing you got to be careful with is electrical smells, like things overheating. Now, you're going to get that burnt smell when you turn your furnace on for the first time, you know, or another heating or baseboard heat. All those kind of burnt first-time smells. But you got to be careful because many times those little smells are also telling you something. If you've got a phone charger that's overheating or you've got, you know, some other electrical issue in the house, that heat is telling you something. So pay attention to things that smell like they're burning. Many times I've talked to people that have gone through house fires. And when there were electrical fires, there were other little telltale signs sometimes that said, I might have had a problem, but I couldn't figure it out. Stop and figure it out. When in doubt, if you're having electrical issues and you can't figure it out, call an electrician. They can go on and test stuff and figure it out for you. That's their job.
And even if you just call them and go, hey, I'm worried. I have this smell. And can you come and maybe try and locate it or try and tell me what's going on? They'll be happy to do so.
Yeah, they'll get out there, then they'll take a look. You know, they can see, you know, heat causes resistance, so they can go through and test stuff. There's ways to go through and test things and see what they're doing. And sometimes it's just a loose connection out there that you need to be careful with. And that's a big one. And that can cause a really big fire if you're not careful.
Something so small can level a home.
Oh, yeah. Very quickly. Very quickly. Speaking of that, let's talk about smoke detectors today. Since we are changing tonight to daylight savings time.
Okay, yeah. No, we do this twice a year for all our new Kixie people up there in Seattle. When daylight savings time comes or goes, it's the best time to check your smoke detectors.
Yep, and check your carbon monoxide detectors. So there's two things that I want to talk about here with this real quick when we dive into this. First off, smoke detectors last a decade, 10 years. When you're up there putting that new battery in, look down at the back of it. If it's 10 years old, replace it. That's what they last. Now, there are some new battery-mounted ones out there that are 10-year units that don't need a battery. They have a capacitor on the inside, and they're good for 10 years. Test it. Make sure they work. Make sure every smoke detector in your house works. Make sure that the batteries are also good in your carbon monoxide detector. Make sure those are doing well. That way you know you got it good, because I tell you what, this is that time twice a year to do it. Now, if you are on a limited income or if you are, you know, have less ability to get up on a ladder than other people and you can't get up to that one on the ceiling, like in the hallway or something like that.
Vaulted ceilings or anything like that, yeah.
Call your local non-emergency fire department number. I'm going to guess that when they don't have a call, they'll spend 15 minutes, come over, and help you change that. Seriously, lean on your local fire department. No matter where you're at out there, if you call their non-emergency number, get a hold of somebody, they've got some resources to help you. So there's no excuse not to have this taken care of. As well as I want to see a couple fire extinguishers in the house.
Yep.
The two places I like to see them, I like to see them in the kitchen, away from the stove,
mm-hmm.
because the stove's going to be probably what's burning. So maybe over in the sink area, you know, far enough away that you can get to it. And then another place that's not bad, your master bedroom in the closet someplace.
Typically where you spend the most hours in the day.
Right. And so if you wake up in the middle of the night and you hear a fire going off, like smoke detectors going off, you got a fire, that might buy you a little time to get down a hallway. That might buy you a little time to get out. So, you know, or you'll realize that, hey, this is a little tiny thing. I can get it myself because my smoke detector did its job and caught it early versus late. So that's the one there that, no, Alexa, I'm not going to talk to you. That's one of those things you got to be really careful with. But I think having that in a couple locations and then have one out in the garage. I mean, I've got a couple out in the garage here just for that reason, you know.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, master bedroom, because just based on sleep alone, it's where you spend the most time in your house.
Yep.
And then anywhere else where you have any sort of possibility for a fire. especially if you work out in the garage. If you're an automotive person, or even if you're, you know, doing some woodwork or something like that, absolutely have one out there and have one near the kitchen.
I had a girl I was dating, had her dad had late stage 7 Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And we were helping care for him before he went into a home. Mm-hmm. And this was years ago. But I ended up putting those 2 of the big 5-pound ones on either side of the kitchen because it was kind of a galley kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
I emptied both of those after he took his big 64-ounce plastic coffee mug and decided to heat up his coffee on the electric burner. So I'm downstairs. I hear all of a sudden smoke alarms yep. going off, making a heck of a noise, heck of a racket.
You want to talk about bad smells.
Oh, yeah. And he has a full plastic, and of course, he's not in the mental ability to put this out.
No, he's not conscientious.
So now he's trying to beat the flames out with a rag, and he failed to turn the burner off. And so now I've got like 10 spot fires around the kitchen because there's molten plastic all on the countertops. Geez. And I used both fire extinguishers to get that. And having that second one there saved the house. Otherwise, that thing was gone. There was no, I mean, it burnt the side of the microwave. It was quite the mess. The hood kept it from getting too bad, but it was almost a big mess.
Good on you for being prepared.
Well, we got there. Talk about more of that just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source. Every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Hey, if you want to contact us, you want to be part of the show, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. You can send us a message there. You can also give us a call, but you can also hit us up on Facebook. Social media is a great place to get a hold of us, and just search Around the House with Eric G.
Absolutely. And if you, you're a DIYer yourself, you got some projects you work on that you're fairly proud of and you like to show off, well, we've got a group for you. That's Around the House Nation. It's a private group. Just ask to join. We'll bring you in. You can put up your pictures, whatever you're working on. We've got people that give feedback or people that answer questions. It's a community group for you.
Absolutely. Give us a call, too, if you want to be part of the show. Record it. We will record that call and put you in the show. That way we can make sure we actually get you in the show and get the question answered. That's the one thing that I didn't like about doing it live as many times when we had that. I'd have, we got 15 seconds. Let me see if I can help your DIY question. And I'll be honest, we just didn't help as many people that way.
No, but I really do miss getting those callers that we used to get because it not only helps them, but it helps everybody else. It can help us give something else to talk about, or if you're asking us to dive into something more, really miss it. So here, give us a call here in the studio. Our number 971-233-8992. Any time of day. Give us a call. We'd love to answer your question.
Yep. We'll give you a call back, put you on the show, and get that question 100% answered.
And with as much time as needed to answer that question.
We'll get you taken care of. All right. Well, this last one, I kind of want to talk a little bit about pet smells. Because that's another smell around your house that can get
They do smell.
Oh. I'll be honest. Another life story here. I had a friend growing up. His name was Darren, and his mom had cats.
Okay.
Problem was, they had 3 or 4 cats. They just didn't own any cat boxes.
Ugh. I figured you were going to say they all used one and that would be bad enough.
But. No. This house, it's still standing. I'm surprised. But they literally had to go in there and rip out everything down to the floor joists and start over on it.
It all seeped in everywhere.
And cats are the worst. I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, and I love pets, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's a great thing, but you got to stay on top of that stuff.
You have to care for them.
Yeah, you do. And you got to take care of the situation that they're in, too. So make sure that you go through. And sometimes it's simple. If you've got a blanket that's on your couch that your dog sits on, wash it once a week like bedding.
Yeah.
Take care of that stuff. You know, we knew we were going to be a pet-friendly household, so we've got solid surface floors. Everywhere. There's not a rug in the house. There's not a single rug because we knew we wanted to keep this a little cleaner, a little more, you know, hygienic, because there are some great rugs and stuff out there, though, that you can put down if you're doing a remodel that are much more pet friendly that way. One of the great ones is, you know, there's these different stain-free carpets out there. You know, you see the life-proof flooring in some brands and stuff like that. Look for the ones. DuPont made one that it's really cool. It's made out of recycled pop bottles, basically.
Okay.
And corn, I think, is the mixture of corn husk and stuff in it. You can't hurt this stuff as far as stain it. It is non-pervious to stains. I mean, you could literally sit there, put white carpet in your house, and get in a red wine fight. And it just water takes it right back up because things don't soak into it.
It can't seep in. You can't get through the plastic.
Do that, and you can do a waterproof pad beneath it where it's sealed. Not going to get too many things are going
to
hurt that.
Pretty good to go.
So, like anything, you've got to care for it. But be careful with it. You'll be fine. And so that's the key with that. But really, just keeping things clean, you know, making sure that your pets are well taken care of. If they're dogs, are they bathed at their proper schedule for themselves? You know, just clean it up. And I tell you what, it can be a good one. Now, one of the things that you got to be careful with as well, besides pets, is making sure that you've got your humidity under control in your house too. I had a Facebook question this last week on Butcher Block Tops. So somebody was in Arizona, and they have a swamp cooler. So for all you people out there that don't know what a swamp cooler is that's that box that sits on top of your house in the desert. There is this kind of plastic mesh filter type material that water runs down, and they blow air through it.
And to cool the air down.
Cools the air down. Problem is, it makes your humidity level
you're bringing
super high.
So much water.
All that water inside, which cools you. Problem is, if you've got a butcher block countertop, it's going to be a warped piece of mess pretty soon.
Yeah.
That solid piece of wood's going to want to just twist and do its all stuff. So you got to be careful with that. And if you're not careful, if that house is pretty well sealed up, you kind of need to have an unsealed house for a swamp cooler, because now you're going to have that mold issue.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Injected all of that in there. You know, so swamp coolers are great, you know, for that old 1940s home or you know, mobile home or things like that, where it came with it from the factory and it was just kind of one of those things that's what they've done. But it's definitely not, the tighter the home, the more dangerous that is for your health inside your home, because you're just pumping moisture into a place that's not designed to have it.
Yeah, and guess what? If it's sealed up, that moisture's not going anywhere.
Nope, and that means it's going into your towels, your bedding, your clothes, everything around there. And I have been in homes that things got sealed up a little bit that had swamp coolers in there. And if you go into the coat, like the hall coat closet or something,
yeah,
you pull back and there's dimples of mold in the back there, because it's just that moisture is looking for a nice dark place to hide and grow. And you're just going to fight it all the time. And then the other thing too, the obvious one, before we go out to break here in a minute, a good bathroom vent fan. That can eliminate a lot of smells inside your home.
Yeah.
Now, I got a bidet toilet seat. The one that I have, it's DXV. That one, Tota makes a good one out there too. A lot of great brands. This one has a charcoal filter in it. So we'll talk potty talk for a minute here. That does a good job of keeping that bathroom from being offensive to people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, with the filter. Yeah. The
filter does a lot. Lasts in there for a couple of years, I think, maybe even more than that. But it's one of those things that helps keep the house smelling fresh. Now, if you've got a good bathroom fan in, you don't really need that. But if you put that good, like, Panasonic vent fan in there and you've got a good filtration system, good airflow, it's not as big a deal. But that can be bad for those, you know, when you got the kids in the house that are tearing
holidays
stuff up.
Holidays are coming up.
Holidays are coming up, you know. So that's the, you know, when the crazy uncle comes over, this is the time to make sure you get that new toilet in. The one that you got to move the plunger downstairs because he's coming down to.
Because he likes to bring his baked beans that he always makes every year.
Absolutely. So just get it dialed in. Make sure you got it. And you'll be good to go. And that will keep you, you know, that's one of some of those things that you can do to keep things kind of more dialed in. So, okay. Hour number two coming up. We've got some DIY basement waterproofing. Wait to soundproof your home just as soon as Around the House returns.
everyone. It's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.